All right, so the everything bubble's real. I told it. You know, everybody was like being like, oh, you shouldn't buy stocks. You shouldn't buy real estate while it's in a bear market. First off, that's the best time to buy is when it's cheap as shit. I was hoping that more people would sell off, to be quite frank. I was hoping the sell-off would keep grinding down. Because when sell-offs happen, man, people get more pessimistic and more pessimistic. They start selling more shares. And then that forces, and there's more sellers than buyers, that forces the price to go down. I want that price to...
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Go down, man. I want stocks at a cheaper price. I love bear markets. I live for them because I'm not out to get principal appreciation quickly. I'm out to just get a dividend every quarter. First off, I have multiple positions from multiple companies. So I get a dividend from basically every single day of every single trading week for the most part. So there's not a day that goes by that I don't get some sort of dividend payout, whether it's from a real estate investment trust stock that I have or just a stock that happens to be like an S&P 500 company, you name it. So the goal is just to keep rolling and kicking some ass, man. That's especially what I'm doing. That's what daddy does. That's what daddy needs. That's what daddy wants. Why do I refer to myself in the form of daddy? They call me Big Daddy. I love it when you call me Big Papa. But yeah, no, really excited though. Truthfully, seeing, I mean, it's kind of cool that I guess everything's going up, whatever. Proves I don't know if it proves I'm right by any means, but I do believe that there was a lot of good undervalued companies that I was able to snag up during that little micro bear market. So when prices go down, man, I'm constant. When prices of companies that I deem to be cash flow positive go down, I'm more than happy to buy into them, especially if they pay a good dividend. As long as they obviously don't go into debt for dividends, to pay out the dividends, I should say, to the shareholders. But as long as they have good earnings, as long as they are a positive cash flow company that has proven themselves as positive cash flow, that's the important goal. As long as they're well established, have good systems in place, you name it. But I still think it's good to remain as diversified as you can. I've kind of made sure that I've exposed myself to medium cap stocks and large cap. I'm still exposed to international stocks to a large degree. I still think that, first off, through the Vanguard Total World Index is how I do it. My main focus is, I also buy companies that are overseas, for example, like Procter & Gamble, I believe, last time I checked, is a British company. I can't even remember. It's been a while. But I've had Procter & Gamble for years. A position in them for a long time. But yeah, overall, I just kind of mix up as much positions as I can. I try to have as many I don't have an equally weighted portfolio. That I think the whole concept of an equal weight in your portfolio is really stupid. I think it's stupid to have an equal weight in everything that you own in your portfolio. I really don't. I don't think it's necessary. I think that some companies are just better than others and that you want to have as minimal of exposure to some companies as you can. For example, I don't think like the Vanguard Total World Index has exposure to the entire stock market and the entire entire international market, but you know, developed enough markets and emerging markets, stuff like that. But what I'm trying to get at is that there are some shitty companies that are in the VT that I think drag it down because of the equal weight. And I figure if you're just looking for good companies to add to your portfolio that don't suck, but you're looking to also diversify, you could buy a share at a time. It also saves you an expense ratio, even though the expense ratios are super tiny, by the way, for those index funds. I still think index funds are good, but I also believe, my firm belief, keep getting notifications about the weather. It's pissing me off. Anyway, that's what I get for getting the Weather Channel app like an old man. Anyway, Let's see. What else do I want to say? I think another thing is, I'm trying to find the right words to say. If I found the right words to say, would you let me live again? If I found the right word. I gotta stop singing. Anyway, okay. I did a lot of delivery driving today. My mind has turned to clay. I felt like there was something important I wanted to say, but I totally lost track. Yeah, my mind is so gone. Yeah, I lost it. Anyway, what can we got this? It's just like the worst. Like I start blabbering on and I start singing and then I just forget everything. Yeah, anyway, diversification is good. I think equal weighting. That's what we're talking about. I think it's bad. I don't think you really need to have equal weights, equally weighted amounts of stocks. Like if I have $500, if I have like, I don't know, $500 worth of Google, I don't need $500 worth of every single other stock, especially penny stocks. I think it's good to be exposed to penny stocks, but on a very, and I mean very small scale. I'm willing to buy a share of just about any penny stock out there. I'm also willing to buy a share of anything that's actually any good, any company that's actually good. You can buy international stocks. You could still buy them even on the stock New York Stock Exchange. You know, there's still ones that qualify. And I can't remember if they're actually on the New York Stock Exchange, but I remember you can gain access to them one way or another. I don't know all the intricacies, but I'm just saying, as long as you're diversified, you don't really need. I think equally weighted portfolio is stupid. If your intent is to never sell, and I mean never ever sell, it doesn't matter if you're equally weighted. If you're just relying on the dividends for the income. That's the most important thing. as long as you have multiple different positions, I think that's the most important thing. Not financial advice, just simply my financial philosophy, my warrior spirit, my warrior way. You know, stuff like that. I'm going off on too many tangents, folks. I feel like I've been on a roll lately, though, with all the delivery driving I've been doing, but it's making me a lot of extra money, and it's just something that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. It allows me to buy more assets. The more stocks I have, the better, because I want to make sure I'm always consistently getting some form of income. I think income is extremely important, and I find that a lot of people don't have assets that are paying them at all. For the most part, I don't really need to take the dividend money that I get and put it into my checking account. I really don't need to do that. Typically, I'm just reinvesting the dividends into other things. But I'm also piling on money from the delivery driving. It's just a good side thing. And I love doing it. It's fun. But yeah, the money is just great. The money is fantastic. I think it just doesn't get enough love. I love DoorDash though. Honestly, it's probably one of the greatest. Let's see, let's go to the Google. Anyway, what else do I want to say to you guys that I think will help you out? I think equal weighting of a portfolio. I know it's a part of a lot of people's philosophies, but truth be told, people are so worried about beating the market or meeting the market, or they're afraid of underperforming it. If you never fear, I honestly don't fear underperforming the market. So therefore, I rarely underperform the market, to be quite frank. Seriously. I have good average returns because I'm just super duper diversified. May not be equally weighted, I'll admit it, but I'm diversified. And that's important to me. I'm a long-term investor. I believe that my assets pay for my liabilities. I believe cash is worthless, really worthless, because all they do is print more of it, and it's not backed by anything, and the dollar is losing its appeal to everybody in the world. So who knows if the dollar's days of being the reserve currency are on notice. It probably is. I believe firmly that I need to invest in stocks. And any stocks that contain real estate investment trust is what I'm really gaining, hinting at there. What else? What else should I do? I bet against Bitcoin. That's probably my favorite thing to do is bet against Bitcoin. Because if a Bitcoin crash happens, I make a lot of money. I'm just going to put it that way. I make lots of money. Easy money. Oh, easy money. Oh, oh, oh. Easy money. You got to get the money. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, anyway, final note, diversification is really the key. Equal weight, overrated. Make as much money as you can and take that money and invest it into something that is valuable. Actually valuable. Stocks and real estate. Now, it's all not financial advice, it's my financial theory. Entertainment purposes only, but I think stocks are the best because they have, hold real value. They do something. They have proven earnings. They pay you out in a dividend. So I love it. Easy money. Oh, shaking my man titties. Oh yeah.